That was Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra with Smoke Rings. And that was Charles's last show for a while. Charles has been a great colleague, fellow DJ here at CITR, and I wish him well in Australia. He has always covered for me very well. I work on campus, so oftentimes I will race to get here on time, and countless times he's been very patient and will always put on a CD or a PSA to bridge to Dunkin' Donuts. And so I thank him so much for that. He is a great guy, and I wish him the best of luck. This is probably a terrible way to, a terrible tribute to him, and he actually just stepped out, so I don't know if he'll hear this, but I wanted to do something to recognize him, and so I chose Charles in Charge. So look out, Australia. Theme song to Charles in Charge. Charles is going to get there, and he is going to be in charge. Here we go. After that, the Dunkin' Donuts Halloween Spooktacular.
The new boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs, and it's understood he's there just to take good care of me, like he's one of the family. Charles in Charge of our days and our nights. Charles in Charge of our wrongs and our rights. And I see I want Charles in charge of me. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights. And I see
it's Don McKellar, craving some of those Dunkin's Donuts.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strained and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Serpents and spiders, tale of a rat. Call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rap on a table. It's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween. Awaken the spirits with your tambourine. odes and upon. Let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Translucent black capes back on the rack. Bella Lugos is dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled. Red velvet lines the black box. Bella Lugos is dead. The goose is dead. Undead, undead, undead. Undead, undead, undead. The virginal his tomb, stumel times their flowers, bereft in deathly bloom, alone in a darkened room, the count. Bela Lugos is dead. Bela Lugos is dead.
Ghostly retreat. Every room has wall-to-wall creeps and hot and cold running chills. Listen. All our ghosts have been dying to meet you. This one can hardly contain himself. Surely. The real chills come later. Now, as they say, look alive, and we'll continue our little tour. And let's all stay together, please. There are several prominent ghosts who have retired here from creepy old crypts all over the world. Actually, we have 999 happy haunts here, but there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers? If you insist on lagging behind, you may not need to volunteer.
Bella, Hello, you're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Halloween Spooktacular for 2011. We have many spooky, creepy treats for you today. Every year, I like to play three songs for sure. I like to play this mashup of Bela Lugosi Is Dead by Bauhaus, mixed in with the soundtrack to the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland. How creepy, crawly, wonderful. I also like to play this song from years ago called Do They Know It's Halloween by the North American... I forget how it goes. I can't keep this up. What is it? North American Halloween Prevention Initiative, featuring members of the Unicorns and also David Cross and Nardwar and Feist and other people. It's creepy crastic. And after that, the other song that I always like to play every time around this year, The Shags with It's Halloween. So let's give a listen to Do They Know It's Halloween?
To fight
young boys and ghouls in ghoulish disguise. They cover their skin, conceal their eyes.
A great mistake to be held when the ghosts are about. It's Halloween,
a time to be on the rest of the world. They don't observe this act which has become our biggest concern.
That feel loves
anymore. Come on out. Ah! All right, haha, I get it. Ah! Oh. You know, this really isn't funny. Come on out, please. It's not funny anymore. Seriously, you got... Oh, my God!
Could it get any worse?
Children on the streets, begging for treats.
Drowning in a bucket of apples bobbing. Parents are hiding, our babies are sobbing.
I don't have return.
They're freaking us out, dragging us down. So we shout,
help us, save our souls.
We're dying of fear, and they don't even know it.
They think we've got it all. This team
to help us forget Halloween.
Fools.
You think you can stop Halloween?
The world can't hear your useless plea.
It's too late. Our orange and black leg will soon consume them all.
And everyone will understand the true meaning of Halloween.
Pure terror.
We're gonna make it.
stone beneath the willow tree.
No more razor blades in our kids' candy.
Dead dogs and broomsticks, pumpkins and flames. Ending this night, ending this shame.
Tell them.
Three, two.
The Rough Diamond Collective, a collective promoting mostly queer, mostly hip-hop, presents Seattle-based rappers, producers, sub-pop signees, whatever you want to call them, The Satisfaction on Wednesday, November 2nd at the Waldorf. Doors are at 9 p.m., and you don't want to miss your chance to see an extraordinary performance from Seattle's most exciting MCs, fusing jazz, psychedelic, and rap. Advance tickets are $8 at Vinyl Records, Zulu Records, and Little Sisters, or $10 at the door, sponsored by CITR. Come one, come all, young or old, to Bring Your Boomers 2, Activism for Everybody. Bring Your Boomers 2 will go down on Tuesday, November 1st from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. at the SFU Woodwards Building. Come on out for an evening of intergenerational dialogue around activism and social change. Tickets are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. Can be found at bringyourboomers2.eventbrite.com.
Why, even Dracula will be there.
It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The jack-o'-lanterns are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. Doesn't seem to be a cloud in their way. But when it's over and they can all live on, they wish that Halloween had just begun.
Halloween!
my blood, fall in love, chew my cud, mess my head, clasp my heart, molten lead, read my palm, give me some black candy. Black candy. Spinning straw into gold, it's just strike ever so. Joan of Arc, help on hay, ball and chain, kneel and pray, black candy. A haver, sin dribbling down my chin. Black candy, black candy, black candy, yeah. Black candy, yeah, yeah, yeah. Black candy, yeah, yeah, yeah. Black candy.
Happening from Olympia, Washington, a creepy crawly town if I've ever been to one. That was the song Black Candy, the eponymous track from their album Black Candy. Oh, the 90s twee-pop, I love it. Before that, we heard the Shags from their greatest hits. Philosophy of the World is the name of that album. The song, It's Halloween! And before that, the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative from 2006, I believe. Do they know it's Halloween? Up next, we have a creepy song from one of my favorite creepy movies. And who better to be a creep than an Italian film director? It's Dario Argento's Suspiria. And this is the theme song to Suspiria, featuring some crazy narration that makes it so creepy. It's performed by a German prog band called Goblin. Or maybe they're Italian. I don't know. I don't know prog. I wish I did, but there's no time with all the creeping and crawling I'm doing. So here is Suspiria's theme song, featuring narration by Goblin. Here we go.
Three witches on the school. They love the teachers and the dance. I laughed after the races. hands part. Wait. The witch of Metzfreak's Fridge. There are one witch, all in the Marcus Island's Fridge. She's witch. Mad Morgan. There are a school with three witches. The witch. Witch.
Frankenstein, blah, blah.
Blood, blood, blood. The blood of Frankenstein. That was by... damn, it's dark in here. That was by the Famous Monsters, released on Estrus Records from Bellingham, Washington. Before that, we heard The Liars from their album, They Were Wrong, So We Drowned. The song, There's Always Room on the Broom. It's true, there was always room on the witch's broom. And before that, we heard Suspiria theme song by Goblin. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts Halloween Spooktacular for 2011. Shows happening this weekend. There's so many creepy crawly Halloween parties. Go to all of them in a costume, as always. Curse of 27 Club is a club night that CITR is putting on here on campus. If you're on campus, come to it. If you are downtown, there's a Hard Day's Night of the Living Dead by the Zombie Taxman Beatles cover band. It's good stuff. That's at the Rickshaw. I'm losing it with this voice. And there's another Halloween show at the Electric Owl on Friday night. Also, I want to mention, on November 10th, at Fortune Sound Club, Vicious Cycles are playing with Beelines, Progressive Thinker, and What's Hot. And it's only $5, and my friend Casey called in to tell me about it. So you should go! All right. This isn't getting played out at all. Next up, a local band from the Vancouver Special Compilation, the band Demon Skull. This is the song Vampire Covent.
Carmilla is
Convent.
Dead. I killed her the night of the ball.
For that creep. time around my grave. Thing. When I talk to myself in a rock and roll grave, yeah, popping all night long. I stop and think when I hear the noise, open that grave like comes into my bones. Well, baby, let's go to party, yeah. Rock, rock around the tombstone. Rock, rock around the tombstone. Rock, rock around the tombstone tonight, yeah, rockin'. Let's go to my father's baby, rocking all night long.
thing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too.
That was, I meant to play a backing track. That was Jackie Morningstar with the song Rocking in the Graveyard. That was part of a big compilation of songs that Lux Interior from the Cramps and his lady friend Poison Ivy put up on the WFMU website. Blah, rest in peace, Lux Interior. Before that, we heard the OCs from San Francisco, California, from their album The Master's Bedroom is Worth Spending a Night In. That was the song Graveyard Drug Party. Before that, we heard The Monsters from the Voodoo Rhythm Records label compilation, the song Rock Around the Tombstone. And at the top, we heard Demon Skull from Vancouver's special with the song Vampire Convent. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts Halloween Spooktacular is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Catherine Calder and Anomie Bell with guest my friend Wallace. Friday night, the Parlor Tones with Scattered Trees and Ono Yoko. That's the late show, that's the early show. The late show is Junior High with Fun Baby and the Galpal DJs. Saturday night, the early show is Nurses and Dominant Legs. The late show is Gory Days Halloween Special. And later in the week, Halloween night, the Ramones, Ramones cover band, and Teenagers from Mars, covers of the Misfits, with DJs Tony X, Captain Fun, and Penitentiary. That's Halloween night at the Biltmore Cabaret, 12th and Kingsway. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for more information. Up next, there's a wonderful, terrible, awful, creepy, crawly compilation of Halloween songs that you can find for yourself on a website called Aquarium Drunkard. I'm going to play a bunch of them now because I really like them. So this is from the compilation Trick or Treat Volume 7, and we're going to start with the Ghouls and the song Coffin Nails. Ha 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 ha!
to the ground. The witches were a flying, making dead man's time. The wolf man was chewing on the mummy's spine. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde were singing a dead duet, while Frankenstein was out playing Russian roulette.
Got Cover Me Canada, but that's got nothing on the Junkyard Halloween Girl Covers Night. This all-lady Halloween special features Terror Bird covering Kate Bush, Nuh-Uh doing Riot Girl covers, and Mass Marriage, Floral Moral, and Sophie Sweetland covering Susie and the Banshees. The fun starts Saturday, October 29th at Pat's Pub. Doors are at 9, show at 10, admission is by donation, and costumes are more than encouraged. Junkyard is proudly sponsored by CITR.
All right, well, that will do it. Oh, I should back announce the music. That was Hutch Davy with the song Gwendolyn and the Werewolf. Before that, we heard the Poets with Dead. And before that, we heard Coffin Nails by the Ghouls. If you like what you heard, check out CITR.ca for the Creepcast of the show. And if you want to know what I played, you can check out DunkinsDonuts.wordpress.com. I'll put some spooky video there, too. All right, everyone, that's going to do it. We're going to close out with the song House of Horrors by Merv Griffin. Apparently, he composed the song. Everybody, have a safe and fun Halloween. And I'll see you next Thursday when I won't be using this annoying voice. And I'll have a better sense of the levels so I'm not yelling into the microphone the whole time. All right, thank you, and enjoy your creeping.
Taste.